How to explore all your sexual fantasies. Hi, this is Olivia from ExperiencedMistress.com. I'm here to tell you, sexual fantasies are totally normal. In fact, as I return to all of you, I can't wait to tell you that I've explored a couple of my own sexual fantasies. At least one activity will undoubtedly surprise you. Since I am a femdom mistress, I walk the walk and I do what I suggest for you, namely, try it out. What can you lose? More often than not, I have a good time exploring my own erotic boundaries, even if I don't want to keep doing a particular kink. People study what turns people on. I love that. There was a huge survey several years ago that found out there are kind of 7 main erotic fantasy themes. So here are some of the broad categories of sexual fantasy. Now, I have this caveat. I personally would choose different broad categories than the study author, but let's face it, I'm probably biased towards kink and fetish. But I also question the part about cheating. You'll see what I mean in just a second. I think cuckold fantasies are way more common than this study found. That said, here we go with the themes. Group sex or multi-partners. Isn't two women, one man sort of the starting point for any group sex scene? I think women tend to be more accepting of other women, so maybe it's that, or maybe that's a social construct. Anyway, I also love doing 2 men, 1 woman scenes. And of course, group sex is always wild. Another category, control, power, or rough sex. We can just stop the themes right there, because this is my mistress' sweet spot. I think the other things are interwoven into this particular category. In my experience, the best femdoms are multidimensional, in scene, and just talking to you. The next category, adventure, variety, or novelty. Duh. Sex should not be typical, usual, or boring. I'll say that again. Sex should not be boring. I feel really strongly about this. Sex should never be boring. Next category. Having other partners is hot.
Yeah.
Oddly, though, less than 10% said cheating is hot. But I wonder about that result. There's huge social stigma around cheating. Many people might feel uncomfortable admitting that they love the erotic humiliation of doing something taboo, like being a cuckold or a hot wife. Most of you know I'm polyamorous. I talk a lot about alternative sexual relationships because I firmly believe erotic pleasure is not one size fits all. Next category, forbidden sex or taboo sex. Tell someone don't do this and what's the first thing they want to do? Yeah, anything taboo or forbidden is automatically naughty, kinky, and oh. So incredibly interesting. And we're almost to the end of the list. We've got 2 more. Next category, gender bending or gender fluid. Now, this could be you being gender fluid, or it could be you with someone who is gender bending or gender fluid. I think this broad category includes people who are non-binary, trans, or simply those who refuse to be put in little boxes. Good for you, I say. And finally, romance and passion. This can be everything from bodice buster romance novels to our very intimate connections on the phone, where we connect in ways that, frankly, sometimes aren't even possible in face-to-face real life with all of the real life stresses and all of that kind of stuff. So romance, passion. I love that. Not a fan of bodice busters, though. Finally, I have this thought on fantasy versus reality. Remember, there is no rule that says, if you think it, you must do it. Some fantasies are hot in fantasy, but really hard to navigate in reality. Living a true cuckold lifestyle is often very tricky in real life. Sometimes a sissy likes to blow off a little steam, pun intended, but isn't a trans woman and doesn't want to transition to female. The bottom line is this. There is no bottom line. You are unique. And what turns you on is unique to you. It might look like some of these categories, but I know that erotic pleasure is as individual as a fingertip. And I think you know exactly what I mean. Let's talk about this and so much more when you dial 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Olivia.